The letter pages have been full of all things election-related this week, but we have found some that aren't. We hope you approve. Sir David Attenborough's 100th birthday this week has led Marcus Moore from Sprouston to write in. With reference to Mike Larsey's letter, which was headed 100 Years and Little Changes, the date 1926 is important. It is 100 years since the miners were locked out of work because they demanded better working conditions. It is also important to remember that 100 years ago, in 1926, Sir David Attenborough was born, initiating a century of profound impact on our understanding of the natural world.
What to do with mobile phones, laments Glyn D.J. Linder from Frettenham. The government are currently looking to pass legislation banning the use of mobile phones in schools. What a pity they didn't extend that to include adults attending the recent World Snooker Championship. Virtually every game was interrupted by ignorant individuals who, despite repeated requests, just couldn't bring themselves to turn off their phones for a mere couple of hours.
Julie Grint from Sheringham has some treasured memories of the cinema. The Hollywood cinema in Anglia Square has been demolished. But I have a treasured memory of a red carpet event held there in 2011, which the public were also invited to, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the film The Go-Between, filmed at Melton Constable Hall, Cathedral Close and Thornage. Following Prosecco and nibbles, we settled down to watch the film, which I first viewed at the Regent Cinema Great Yarmouth, and now surrounded by some of the cast and crew. I still have the book purchased at the event, Norfolk Summer, Making the Go-Between by Christopher Hartop.
Finally, and this one does have an election theme, Jay Ray from Elsham has an observation about polling cards. With the local elections being more about the local environment in which we live, as opposed to the economy, when it comes to general elections, I found it rather ironic that after my wife and I carried out our vote at our local town hall, and my wife asked if they had a recycling bin to put our unwanted poll cards in, they told us they didn't have one and that we should take them home with us to dispose of them.